Bhujan Shimadatan Pavishinidagyan Pati Sangyashinomide Uvayi Konanakshina Chupacchu
Tadushiji Tā kēnzhēn tā tā tāngvē yūnyūs, tā lāṅsū nāṅsūṅ dā yā tēnā rū tē sū tā tāṅ rūp tāṅ tē sī jī kī yīmē tī sī kē tī nyā sū tā yā gu shē sūn shū ā sī jī ā rū tū yū sū chū nā rū nē nē dē nyā bā gu bā sē tī yī chē
Per cui è questo passaggio, finando del sentiero compiace e vittorioso, poi dice, perciò ascoltate con mente chiara, questa è un'esortazione
So, we are still looking at the second paragraph. Now that says, listen, with a clean mind, you who are unattached to pleasures of existence and strive to render your freedoms and endowments meaningful, you fortunate ones who rely on the path that pleases the conqueror.
Dile tarbegi ta dewa dile tarbe dewa di ani ta toto marbas dinju tambe sila kamba yindu jenam sta dile jigi kovegi damna da chudi bi simjen zos ta marba an dinya bardo ani jigi agoti ta jika sore Ninjumsinigi, Taba Tamji came to one Pasha. Taba Tamil, you know, I am ever. And the energy gave it to a country, Shavina. Tada Tamji, Chigi, Koanya, Yokoyagi, you rolled once. Tim Lutabe, Ninjus in the engine, Ushije, Ninjun Church was, they would live on that.
Adesso andiamo alla terza strofa. Qui il testo vero e proprio senza la pura immersione
and now verse 3
non c'è modo di pacificare
with pure renunciation without pure renunciation there are no means to pacify the aspiration for pleasant results in the ocean of existence. Can you all hear me?
Okay.
And embodied beings also remain totally bound by a longing for existence, therefore at the beginning, seek renunciation. In Italian, the text says pure definite emergence. So why is this term pure mentioned here? In the beginning, we have pure renunciation. This is to differentiate this pure, genuine renunciation from the renunciation that is more that more has more to do with us being kind of fed up with samsara, being fed up with the sufferings and problems of the samsara.
Non ci potrà mai essere la liberazione, è impossibile. Lasciamo da perdere
so,
lo stato
pure renunciation comes from our understanding that not only Buddhahood, but not even liberation, not even the wish for liberation can arise until we understand that conditioned existence is suffering. So the very first step that needs to be taken is to generate pure renunciation, a genuine mind that wants to renounce samsara.
Vedete nella strofa successiva Jerinpoche che è dotato di mezzi abili.
Then in the next verse Jerinpoche endowed with great compassion says what is the way to proceed if we are to generate pure renunciation? He says, contract clinging to this life by familiarizing your mind with difficulty of finding the freedoms and endowments and with the lack of time for leisure in this life, contracting clinging to future lives by repeatedly contemplating the infallibility of action and result and the sufferings of cyclic existence. I'm sorry, I see that I have different translate. They gave me a translation by Instituto Lama Tsongkhapa, which is quite different from the one that you can find in FPMT prayer book, retreat prayer book. Per finire il discorso di prima, arrivo sempre un po' in ritardo, scusate, per finire il discorso di prima, per cui continuando a qualunque tipo di azione compi in so,
questo
regardless of the activities we do, while we seek worldly goals, all these actions keep us trapped in the cyclic existence. Our texts say, actually, generally speaking, the method we use normally in order to stop following the fantasies of happiness in this life is contemplating, thinking about impermanence. And there are many ways we can meditate on impermanence, the coarse impermanence, subtle impermanence, impermanence of our life, and so forth, and one of the best methods also to meditate on impermanence is that of knowing or bringing to mind that death is certain. Our text says, and Fabrizio now is using actually the translation we have in the FPMT retreat prayer book. So freedoms and endowments are difficult to find, and life has no time to spare. What does this mean? As Shantideva in Bodhisattva Charavatara also says, beings want to be happy and yet they keep destroying the causes of happiness as if they were the worst enemy. They don't want to suffer and yet they go after the causes of suffering as if they were the best they can find. So, with that kind of mind, within such conditions, can we truly find genuine happiness? This is the right question to ask.
Per cui il in generale la la riflessione il meditare sull'impermanenza nei, nei suoi
so,
vari aspetti
è in general we can say that
a volte penso che
impermanence is an extremely important topic. We should truly think about it. We should truly contemplate upon it. I think most of us like to engage in the cultivation of the mind of enlightenment, in meditation on emptiness and so forth, and yet we often forget about the foundations of the path. And that is why, regardless of how much effort you put into generating the mind of enlightenment, into realized emptiness and so forth, those realizations just cannot arise without the strong foundations. And strong foundations is this mind of pure renunciation, and the basis of that mind is our understanding of impermanence. Having attained the state of Buddhahood, we know that Buddha went to Varanasi, where he turned the wheel of Dharma for the first time. What was that about? It was about the Four Noble Truths. Each of the Four Noble Truths has four characteristics that reflect the four wrong ways of, let's say, thinking about the true nature of things. So when it comes to the truth of suffering, the four aspects are impermanent suffering, empty and selfless. Or, in other words, thinking that which is impermanent to be permanent, thinking that which is suffering to be happiness, and so forth. Now, in order to build a house, small or big, we need foundations, right? If we don't have firm foundations, we can't build anything. In the same way, if we want to practice Dharma, first we need strong foundations. This is really important. And strong foundations in Dharma is meditation on impermanence and generation of the mind of renunciation. So it's really of extreme importance to contemplate, to think about and contemplate about impermanence. If we have an opportunity to receive teachings from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, that's amazing. However, if we don't have the foundations of meditation of impermanence, regardless of all the great aspirations you might have while you listen to His Holiness's teachings, or how determined you are that now you're going really to practice, as soon as the teachings are over, you're back to your usual self. You've already forgotten about all that aspirations and decisions and so forth. Why? Because you don't have the foundations, because you haven't really gained realization of impermanence.
Sanji is
Per cui la meditazione sull'impermanenza è
so meditation on impermanence is really essential, it's really important. Our text says, by gaining familiarity with this, attraction to the appearances of this life is reversed. Italian translation talks about fantasies of this life, so appearances of this life. One, you know, might have this romantic idea of practicing Dharma and wanting to practice Dharma, but for as long as we have this mind that is attracted to appearances of this life, whatever we do is not genuine practice of Dharma at all. So the practice of Dharma must be based on your understanding also of the law of cause and effect. So you have to study and contemplate about past and future lives. You have to gain certainty that there are past and future lives. If this is something you don't really think about, you kind of leave it aside and you just move on, then it's going to be very difficult for you to observe the so-called law of karma, the law of cause and effect. So if you don't first assert, have certainty of past and future lives, how can you really gain understanding of the law of cause and effect? We have to understand that we are the ones responsible for our life, for the quality of our life, for what's going on in our life, what's going to happen to us in the future. So we have to take responsibility for our lives in our hands, for distant future lives, and this has to do with our understanding of the law of cause and effect.
Per cui prima di decidere di comprendere chiaramente le vite passate, di comprendere
before we can really understand how the law of karma works, we have to first understand why there are past lives, and the correct way to establish the existence of past and future lives is through reasoning that is explained in detail in the Treatise on Valid Cognition. And actually, it's not a simple topic. This is a little bit difficult for me because often people don't ask me about their future lives or my future lives. They often ask me if I remember my past lives.
Ghost in my child.
Per cui questa è una domanda, il punto è che non è che ho queste memorie, ma il punto è che non ho neanche necessità di averla.
So when people ask me about my past lives, you know, I don't remember them and I also don't feel the need to remember them. What is important is to know that whether one remembers past lives or not, not remembering them is not a proof of non-existence of past lives. So just because we don't remember them does not mean they were not there, they don't exist. On the other hand, we have many children, especially, who often speak about their past lives. They can tell you the name of their parents in their past life, and these things can even be verified, and they were verified. And therefore, we do have children who remember their past lives, and if we say this to the scientists, then they might say, oh, they might have, these kids might have some mental health issues, or maybe the parents transmitted some information to them nevertheless, so they somehow can't quite get the proof, sufficient proof to prove the existence of past lives. There is a movie called Ghost in My Child. Everybody thought that it's a horror story, and in reality it was just a movie about a child who remembers his past lives. But in any case, the main point is to understand, to investigate and understand, is whether mind and brain are the same thing. Are they one or not? Over the last years, decades, many mind and life conferences took place, and it seems that the key point of most of them is the scientists trying to understand whether mind and brain are one and the same thing or not. However, some nowadays say we're very close to understanding that mind and brain are not the same thing.
Francese, parte leva, leva sete, leva, leva fora. Parte um bom jogo, estamos leve por tudo, né? Ani peje tiribe dipuru cheve ni mate, ani nangba inero, ani peje chubo sama halama halonda, kawo shere shwa.
Non, allora se la scienza occidentale provasse.
So, if Western science was to prove beyond doubt that there is no separation between mind and brain, then this would cause many problems to many, including Buddhists.
This is very still strong.
Comunque questo è di sicuro un soggetto molto importante.
Now, this is surely a very important topic to ponder about. However, sometimes I think, well, if you don't know how to think about it correctly, just thinking about it and then getting stuck thinking, are there past lives or not, just overwhelming the mind with all these thoughts that are just doubts. Sometimes you have this feeling, oh, maybe there were past lives, maybe not. If you invest all your time and energy and fill your mind with just all these doubts, then you might not get far. So I think it's a big loss of time if you decide first I have to establish that past and future lives truly exist, and then I'll practice. I think, you know, that might not be the best thing. There is this verse, for as long as space endures, for as long as there are sentient beings, I too will remain to dispel the sufferings of the world. As Shantideva says, and His Holiness often recites, maybe regardless of whether we believe in past and future lives or not, in fact, this kind of motivation is something that we should integrate and just move on. Otherwise, you might just get stuck with a bunch of conceptualizations that don't lead anywhere. So it's better to get inspiration and correct motivation and move forth.
제가 제일이 그 오토지 그러지는 거야 상주 그 독충구요 다지 상주 조라지 이렇게 샤지 이렇게 찍을 한 거사 안 제가 생각 요거 뉘앙아사 안 제 지난 기간에 겨우나면 지금 매배다 치마 매배지 남시에 발 뒤면 유행구 매배서 그들이 뭔가 시에 손다스 이 조라랑이다 리그를 지우인 상주 마지시에 대요만 들 상주 중间 뒤에 냉아서는 변차되스 가리변서나 한 두어들이 먹고 주의를 가서 산에 좀 전에 되게 빼지 송제 여백 그지 먹고 송은 탐에 돈들이야 마을 니지 마지 저비 나스 마을 저비 가리야 다지 짜치 그 미국 테리 나스 그 미국 생명만 이 지그레 나비 가완의 용수 생명만 지그레스 또 미국 생명만 지그레다스 나 가완의 때문에 디 생명이버레스 Similar to which he had to meet the trouble to some say, meet the future of the Shinji, around the big, and teaching every job about the Chimas in the end, Shinji, sir, and to do sure reason, and they can go to Yadi, actually, Mission of Pen, Ton Matuji, Nurgin, Digmarin, and the Tanjashi, Tony, and Shania, Pandochi, Dachim, the other Matuji.
So,
why do I say that? Because when I was in Dharamsala, a friend of mine, a Westerner, who's very big, strong, I think he's a practitioner, Buddhist practitioner, in any case, we started a debate where I defended the position that past and future lives don't exist. So I kept presenting him with reasons why there are no past and future lives. So at some point, he became very nervous. You know, he couldn't really find right reasons to present to me and to prove that there are past and future lives. So, you know, for me, it was just a debate. At some point, he got up and he's really huge. He's very tall. And he said, you know what? Instead of thinking about past and future lives, whether they are there or not, just like Buddha Shakyamuni explained it, when a soldier goes to war and is wounded by an arrow, when his eye is wounded by an arrow, the soldier will not worry so much about where the arrow came from, but will be mainly mainly absorbed in that pain, and therefore, you know, it really does not. So he was telling me that, you know, what is really important is to have a good heart. It doesn't really matter so much past and future lives, getting trapped into all that thinking. What is really important is to have a good heart. So this Westerner, tall Westerner, telling me that. And that was really helpful to me. I really appreciated that. And therefore, thinking in this way, first by eliminating all the actions that are under the influence of our attraction to the appearances of this life, and then also those that have to do with attraction of positive future rebirths and so forth, we have to understand that there is not a single moment we can't find satisfaction of any kind, any true genuine happiness in this or future lives for as long as we are trapped in samsara, and in that way we give rise to the mind of renunciation, the mind that wants to be free from samsara, that really wants to be free from cyclic existence.
Per cui c'è differenza tra emersione definitiva, la mente che vuole emergere.
So there's a difference between a tired mind and the mind of renunciation. We talked about it earlier, Nijung and Ijung. A mind that is kind of tired, a little bit fed up with the experiences of samsara. That's first step. So you've now understood that there are all these disadvantages of samsara, that there is no genuine happiness in samsara. However, that mind is not yet stable. It's not a stable renunciation. So what does Jhe Rinpoche say?
Meditando in questo modo, l'attrazione per i godimenti del samsara non nascerà neppure per un istante.
So verse 5, when by having trained in that way there is no rising even for a second of attraction to the perfections of cyclic existence, and all day and night the intention seeking liberation rises, then at that moment the thought of renunciation has been generated. Therefore, we are not talking about the mind that is sometimes attracted to samsara, something, sometimes kind of fed up with it, sometimes tired of it. It is a mind that day and night continuously has this intention of seeking liberation. So when day and night you have this stable mind of renunciation, then this is this pure renunciation. So even when at night, when you're asleep and you're dreaming, this intention of seeking liberation is present, then your renunciation has truly been generated. Now, obviously, somebody who has generated renunciation will keep on going about activities of this life as before, but he or she will no longer be attached to anything in this worldly existence. So we need this very stable mind of renunciation. I couldn't hear very well, but the question had to do with that mind that is tired of samsara, and when mind is tired of samsara, I have a feeling that there's two things we can do about it. We can kind of just embrace the difficulties of this life, accept it as such, or kind of give up. That's a wonderful question that actually is very helpful to me too, because it made me think. The mind of renunciation, the mind that is not attracted to the appearances, fantasies of this life and future lives, does not really have to do with giving up doing ordinary things or thinking, oh, all these are ordinary worldly things, I'm not going to do that anymore. It's also not the kind of mind that gives up, that's kind of resigned. No, not at all. You just keep on doing what you're doing. Just you give up these fantasies. The fantasies about what kind of satisfaction, what kind of pleasure, what kind of happiness you can find in worldly things, because now you know that there is irreversible happiness, that there is genuine irreversible happiness, and compared to that, all other experiences are of no value at all, are completely meaningless. So it is not the mind that is resigned, it's not the mind that gives up. You have a mind that's very determined to attain that state of liberation. I don't remember the whole words, but nevertheless, somebody asked Nagarjuna a question and he gave the following answer. So the question was, so a master, who is the richest person of all? who is the richest person in the world? And Nagarjuna, I don't remember it exactly, but one part of this answer that I found very useful for myself was, he said, the one who is fully satisfied and is free of attachment, that's the richest person. And so abandoning fantasies with respect to this life means that we don't grasp, we don't go after the worldly things, we don't grasp, we don't attach, we don't get attached to our experiences. So I don't remember exactly, but he said something like, the one who is completely satisfied, who has found contentment and who is free from attachment, that's the richest person of all. Therefore, it's definitely not a resigned mind.
Per cui adesso il nostro tempo a disposizione oggi finirà con solamente questa prima parte.
Time is almost up, so we've only covered the first principal aspect of the path, renunciation, and then tomorrow I will cover the other two principal aspects of the path, namely the mind of enlightenment, or the so-called universal responsibility, and the correct view, correct understanding of emptiness, of inherent existence. So tomorrow I will talk about difference between that which is mundane and that which is not mundane, and how mind grasps at one and the other.
Per cui adesso magari molti di voi vi siete stancati, è stata una giornata lunga.
This was a very long day. I don't know, probably many of you are very tired. So if you're tired, don't worry, you know, just relax, have a nice dinner, go to sleep, sleep well. If you still have some strength and you're not so tired, then take some time this evening before going to sleep to contemplate this point. Think about what are these fantasies, appearances of this life and future lives. What exactly does it mean to be attracted to them, to grasp them, to be attached to them? So if you have still some forces left, please take some time to contemplate this point.
What is the purpose of my life? Sim 지소도다 가르쳐도 놨디 배바가수 주치야 땅 주위원에 따지문이 변이 쳐바 쳐바세 땅을 다데 남편 쳐바 많다 쳐바세 땅을 계셨디 인사했어 디 인도전비 딜리야 단어가서 꾼조 유명하다 겨우마마 유명하다 치마 유명 계제 지금 누스딜 디 인도전비 단어 쳐바 쳐바세 쳐바 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 이 체들이야 가르쳐야 당 지금 매세 다 주지 아 디치미세 디리스 디는 잡혔다 대령 보다 지난주 이제나 가르쳐야 인마 다시 되냐고 지랄지
per cui spesso sento questa domanda ma qual è lo scopo della vita
so often people ask me about the purpose of life they ask what is the purpose of life many people raise this question you know there has to be purpose why am I here Why was I born? Why am I here? And if I think about the purpose of life, I don't know. It's the purpose of my life to just eat well, sleep well, have a little bit of money, have, you know, a nice job and so forth. I don't know. Is this really the purpose of life? It doesn't sound as something exceptional, at least for me. It doesn't. Well, on the other hand, if I think, oh, I was born, I'm a human being, I'm alive, I'm intelligent, an intelligent being. If I use this intelligence well to improve myself and others and the life in society, if I can benefit others, if I can benefit society, I think this is a good purpose of life. So, regardless of whether you're religious or not, whether you practice Dharma or not, in Tibetan, Dharma practitioner is called Chöpa, but Chö also means certainty, to be certain. So, you know, practitioner is somebody who is certain about the purpose of one's life. So now you can laugh about it, have a nice laugh about it, go home and maybe contemplate the purpose of your life. Okay, let's stop here for tonight. Thank you.
Sangye shindo mi de uai tu ko na na chuma chuma.